As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Do you not want to wait? Neither do we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows taught me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I think that there's only one question to ask today, and it's, Jessica, have you ever had an orgasm? That's the only question I have.
I am a woman in my 30s, and if I had not had an orgasm by now, it's very sad.
Yeah,
very sad.
Because I've been realizing that before I got to college, I've never had one before. But now I have.
The best part about this entire conversation is how much that you are just Audrey in all of your being.
Okay. I'm like super bashful talking about it, but I love her. I love her. This is okay. Well, we'll get into it all, but I really think that this was a great premiere. And I guess like the main question is like, does this feel like a different show? And I guess you can say a little bit, but in reality, it's like, I like what we're doing here.
Yeah. I would say like, I love this premiere. We talked about this so many times. I love a premiere. I love a premiere and I love a finale, and it just feels like fresh beginnings, right? And as much as I love this premiere, I think it does a really great job at resetting kind of where we are, where everyone is, kind of picking things up where we left them off. It does in a certain way not especially feel like Dawson's Creek as much, because we're not in the creek, and that is like such an essential ingredient to the show that it feels a little strange being away from it. But I think it's only a matter of time until I'm like very much used to the college setting, you know?
Yeah, totally. I'm already excited about it. I had the biggest grin on my face watching this episode. As we've talked about before, I just love college vibes and everything that has to do with it. I won't say like the best years of my life were in college, but I had some really great years in college, and I love the collegiate feel and just the sense of community and everything along those lines. I just was so happy throughout the entire episode, and I was live tweeting throughout it a little bit, and I was just having the time of my life.
Yeah, it's really a great episode, and I feel like I mean, especially because we love talking about like new hairstyles who had glow ups, yes. You know, we're getting introduced to not one, but two new characters. And this really feels like, if I had something to compare it to, feels like the season two premiere, huh. Where like we met Andy and Jack, and we were I was very excited about Andy. And so now you're very, and I'm also very excited about Audrey, but like you, I feel like over the moon in love with Audrey. And so I was really excited. I'm really excited to podcast about this. I've been it's one of those ones where after I watched the episode, I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to like get on the microphone about this episode.
Yeah, totally. I felt the same exact way. I first watched this episode like, what was it, like 2 weeks ago? And we've been just waiting and waiting to talk about it. It's been a bit, but here we are, season 5, episode 1, The Bostonians. It's a good name. They're now Bostonians.
Yes. Everyone except for Dawson, of course, is in Boston. Yeah. I don't think, okay, am I stupid or do we not have confirmation as to where Jack and Jen are going to college? Like, we know they're in Boston,
clue.
Okay. Just double checking that I didn't miss something.
Generic Boston school,
which is fine. There are a lot of schools in Boston.
Do you have, you've been to Boston?
Yes, of course.
You did not get engaged in Boston, right? I miss
Nope, that's Philadelphia.
Yeah, same difference.
exactly the same city.
Yeah, same difference. But no, yeah, I love Boston. I actually like it better than New York, if you had to.
It's like, yeah, there's something about Boston that's really like homey. Yeah, it feels a little bit less city-y.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the cobblestone floors, or ground rather.
Yeah, although not so much fun to drive over, gotta say.
No, and I had a friend, Christy, who went to school in Boston, and none of her apartments were air conditioned, and it really.
Oh God! Well, that's like, it's New England, right?
Yeah,
like,
they're that makes old.
Sense. Yeah, they're old buildings.
They're beautiful, like brownstones and walk ups, and none of them have air conditioning, and I can't deal with that.
Brutal. Yeah. No, not that for me either. But I really do love as well that like the show picks up like right where it left off.
Right.
Like we're literally watching Joey and Dawson kissing, and we have Joey's professor reading like basically an essay or a short story that she wrote about it. What did you think of Joey's like short story about this moment?
I mean, I thought it was a typical piece written by Joey Potter. Like, it didn't move me at all, but she writes about what she knows. And I thought that, I don't know, if I don't think that I would be mean like the other kids are if I was hearing this story read in class. Like, there's that one kid that was like being a real D-bag about it.
I don't think I could be this way. Like, I don't think I would speak up at all. Like, if I really didn't like it, I don't think I would say anything.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we got this guy who, like, there's this girl who's trying to like be kind about it. She says it's like, oh, it's like Judy Blume. Mm-hmm. And the other guy's like, it's a Hallmark card about a high school crush. Who cares?
Yeah, that's so mean. Okay. So, do you want to hear like a deep dark secret?
Absolutely.
Maybe I've told this story before. I'm not quite sure. So,
then it's not a deep dark secret.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. You know, we've done like more than 200 podcasts together. I can't possibly remember if I've told the story. So, I went to my first year in college. I was a film major, right? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And remember that.
One of the classes that I took was screenwriting. And we had to write a script, and we wound up having to like print them out and like punch holes in them and like pass them out around class. And then everybody like acted out your script.
Okay.
And then after then they critiqued it. And I, you know, did my script, and then I like they weren't mean, but they were definitely poking holes in my story.
Yeah.
Like, they were like questioning stuff, and they were like, of course it was a love story, and they're like, I don't see how it's possible how like two people can fall in love so quickly and blah 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 blah. But I wound up crying in class as a fucking freshman.
Oh no.
How embarrassing is that? And then like I'm very sensitive. I'm not great with critique.
This is why I think this is all just a terrible idea in general, yeah, to like have like the students critique the other students. I mean, maybe for people with like thicker skin, whatever, but like, yeah, I wouldn't like this either. It feels very personal when you're sitting right there.
Exactly. Exactly. And everyone's like watching you, mm-hmm, react and stuff. And then you want to hear what made it even worse. After class, I got called by the professor. And then she was like, "What's wrong with you?" Like, not like that, like that.
No, but
essentially
still, like, insinuating that there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, she's like, "So what was going on there?" And I was just like, "Oh, like, I don't know." And then I didn't know what to say. So, and this is even worse, I claimed that I was crying because of, like, my dad, who had passed away, like, really recent. At that time, it was second semester. Sarah. But I didn't know how else to like be like,
no, you just like, wanted to get out of there.
Yeah. And then even worse, she was like, "Do you have a support system?" And then she wanted me to go to therapy at school.
Okay, this is so inappropriate for this professor. I just have to say, like,
it just kept getting worse and worse and worse.
You
and
thought
worse.
That you were gonna like nip it in the bud by being like, "Oh, it's about my dad who passed away," and she's, yeah, like, "Oh, let me help you with all of those."
Yeah,
things.
Like, do you have a support system? Like, do you have friends? Like, do you have someone to talk to? Do you want to go to the school therapist? And like, it just got worse. And I thought it was gonna be like, I thought that was a better answer than being like, I am a pussy and I'm too sensitive to listen to all these students critique my shitty story.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This is like one of those like embarrassing moments that you like really hope to forget.
Yeah, you just cringe when you like look back at it. I know exactly what you mean.
That's, yeah, so embarrassing. And like the fact that it just got like worse and worse and worse. And I had never gone to therapy at that point, and I was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Not great.
I do feel like Joey looks so supremely awkward when she's like, even just listening to her own story, she looks like she just would rather be anywhere else. But like where we end up with this whole thing, the professor is just like, "Well, there's good news and bad news. The good news is class is over, but the, yes, bad news is you're obviously a writer," and he gives her a C. And I'm just, yeah, like, what? Like, I don't know. I'm with you. I thought this was like a fairly like mediocre essay. I mean, considering she's in college and she is at like an Ivy League type of school, it felt, yeah, like pretty mediocre to me.
Yeah. I have one more question. Have you ever had a critique in class like this at all?
Gosh, you know, I'm trying to remember. I want to say yes, because it's like one of those things that was like bound to happen.
Yeah.
But if it did happen, I don't recall it.
Did I ever tell you the time where, so after I stopped going to film school, and that wasn't the reason why, but
yeah,
I stopped
going to film school that day and never went back.
Yeah, never came back. No, then I was an interior design major, but I went into a 3D drawing class and I had to draw like a hotel lobby or something like that. And, then once again, you have to like hang up your art on the wall and everybody critiques it. And somebody said that my light fixtures look like nipples.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. But like, okay, so like this is why like critiquing in college, like I it was rough.
That's so funny. That's,
and this is why I grew up thinking I wasn't good at anything, because I really did suck. I cried at my shitty story and I had nipple lights, so luckily Joey,
you know,
did not
what
cry.
Someone out there wants nipple lights, Sarah. Somebody out there is like, I have a sex dungeon, I need better lighting.
Yeah, I was an innovative designer
lights. Exactly.
But Joey Potter says, "Hi, professor. I don't deserve a C. You better change this for me." And he says,
"Yeah,
rewrite
like,
it."
Oh, and you can rewrite it.
And then she says, "How? What do you mean,
yeah,
how?
Bitch, rewrite it.
Just rewrite it."
And he's just like, well, because his suggestion is, well, it ends where it should begin. And like, we all know this is just a bullshit way for the show to be like, oh, Joey needs to figure out how she feels about Dawson.
Yeah.
And so this is a way, their way of doing it. But I have to ask you before we move on too far beyond this.
Hot professor.
Okay, yes. Professor Wilder. Hot, yeah, not hot. I need your...
So hot. Are okay. you kidding me?
Can I tell you something that's kind of funny?
What?
The moment I saw him, he really reminded me of Yui.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But he's definitely a hotter version of Yui.
Okay, so as you know, last season, my favorite thing to say was that Yui was nearly hot.
And this is an older, hotter version of you.
Yeah, this is if you need a haircut though. Had like the better chin and like the smaller nose and like the better haircut, then it's Professor, what's his name? Wyatt?
Wilder,
sure. Yeah, I saw him on screen. I said, hot professor.
Yeah, hot for teacher. Do we have to be concerned, Sarah? I need to know your professional opinion. Should we be concerned about a potential relationship between Joey and Professor Wilder?
Oh my gosh, definitely not. I mean,
I'm just asking because he's a hot teacher and he is like the only professor we've really seen on screen.
Anybody else, I would say yes, but not Joey Potter.
Okay. Also, speaking of Joey, we have to talk about whether or not we think she's had a glow up.
No.
She...
Go on.
Well, we do get, I will say, we do get some different hairstyles this episode.
Yeah.
But in the first scene, it's very much simple plain Jane Joey with her straight hair. But her hair definitely is colored. Like she has, it's like a red, it's like an auburn. It's definitely a lighter color than it normally is.
I'll tell you what happened. The year is 2001 or 2002. Joey Potter got into some sun in from her local Genovese or CVS, and she used the sun in and it turned her hair this like coppery color.
Well, the problem is, in my opinion, my professional opinion, they were like, okay, Joey's gonna have her hair dyed, but it's gonna be grown out like 2 inches. Like, bitch, touch up her roots.
No, I hate it. Position. I would hate it even if she had
but it would be better.
No, I don't think so. I really hate it. Like, I think
is
that
it the color you dislike?
What yeah,
is it?
I don't like the color. I don't care, but the texture looks good. It's not about the texture. It's the color. I think that she looks much better with her dark brown hair.
Yeah, I guess I'm more indifferent than you are, but overall, I guess we could do a thumbs down because you feel very strongly about this, and I'm very much like a meh. You know,
I really dislike it. I think that Katie Holmes looks perfect with her dark brown hair, and I'm not a fan. This reminds me of when
Summer Joey.
Remember when Pacey had his awkward orange hair? Ugh,
his was worse. His was worse for me.
A little bit, but it's almost as bad.
Yeah. So we do find out through this whole situation, this whole scene, that Dawson is supposed to be coming to visit this weekend. And we know that at this point it's been a few months since they've seen each other. Because we skipped time. Like, we skipped the whole summer like we usually do. And then we get our new opening credits, Sarah. New opening credits.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
I mean, I love it. It has a little bit of the old. It has a little bit of the new. There's a scene where Joey picks up a puppy. And I'm like, what puppy is that?
Yeah, whose puppy is that?
Yeah, what's up with the puppy? I'm really excited. It doesn't have – I don't think that this is our completed opening credits because Queen Busy Phillips is not featured in this.
Yeah.
So I feel like we might have one more round until the official season 5 credits. But I really liked it.
I thought they did a good job at incorporating old clips and new clips.
Yes.
I especially love we get like some shots of the college campus, which I think is really nice to include in
it's
here.
It's a nice establishing shot.
Exactly. I was a big fan as well. And we get like the whole cast of characters. Obviously, Andy is no longer in the opening credits, but like I love how we kind of right before we end, we get like Joey walking towards the college, which is like a moment out of this episode as well. And then we have Joey doing what she does best, bitch. Yes.
Her running. New hobby is running, and I said we knew this, this is your one talent. Never sing again, but please continue running. Now this is the thing though, Jessica. This outfit, she's wearing this like baby blue t-shirt, totally fine, but then she's wearing these athletic shorts.
Yeah, these and like blue athletic shorts, yeah.
Yes. Which have no drawstring, you know, there's not a lot of tension to keep these pants up. And the issue is that her big ass cellular phone is dragging down these shorts.
Because she has a fucking belt clip on it. Messaged you today and I was like, this is such a specific moment in history because only used cell phone holsters for literally like 2 years. And then if you wore them beyond those 2 years, you were a dad. Like, yeah, that is how you were known. You were a dad.
But also, like, you use these cell phone holders when you have really heavy pants, like jeans or slacks. Yeah. Not this. I almost saw Joey's hoo-ha running because these the cell phone number one is a brick. It's what, like 2 pounds?
It's a flip phone and it's absolutely massive.
It's massive and it's pulling down her pants. And I'm really, really concerned, but she's a great runner now. Who knew?
Yeah, so Dawson ends up calling her. He's supposed to be visiting her this weekend, but apparently this is a running thing where he – running, haha.
Where, Jessica, you're so funny.
I know. Where he keeps having to delay. And so, again, he's supposed to already be at the airport, but he got the internship that he was telling her about, and it's, like, very exciting. And yeah, and so she's like, very – she's very happy for him. And so it's going to end up being, you know, a little bit of a delay, that he can't come to visit her. What do we think of Dawson's new Luke here?
Okay. I saw Dawson. I'm like, this is a man now.
He is a man.
James Vanderbeek grew up this summer. He looks so hot.
I will say he no longer looks like he should have blonde hair. Does this make any sense to you? Like, because, okay, he has a little bit of the 5 o'clock. What is it? Shadow, like stubble, yes. Little stubble.
Hot.
Obviously very dark eyebrows as he's always had.
Hot. Yeah.
His hair is on the shorter side. I think this is the shortest we've probably ever seen.
Yeah, and I like it.
And yeah, but it's like a weird blonde that like it very, to me, this is like the first season where to me it's been super obvious that James Vanderbeek is like definitely not blonde.
Oh, I kind of like the hair color because once again, it just made him look older and more mature.
I am fully in on team glow up Dawson simply because let me tell you, you get that little stubble going on.
Yes, man.
Looks like a manly man. And this is no offense to anybody who can't grow like a beard or anything, but like he looks very masculine and it's a good look for him.
Yeah. Did you see he has like 3 buttons undone? He has chest hair.
He does have chest hair. His arm hair is so long.
So hot. He looks so good. I'm not gonna lie.
Absolutely ridiculous.
No, he looks hot. James Vanderbeek is a hot man. And I watch him be a dad on the Instagram every single day. Yeah, and every single day I'm like, he's hot.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, like the first time I ever saw him and I was like, yeah, this is a really good looking man.
Yeah. I totally agree. Dawson, definite glow up for sure. And so they kind of part ways and he's like, oh, I'll call you over the weekend, and they hang up and Joey looks really sad, like really, really sad. But Dawson is standing like about to go in for his internship. So he walks onto the lot. He's wearing his little like sandals and cargo shorts. Did you notice his backpack by chance? We don't have to waste a ton of time on this, but he's wearing one of those backpacks that is supposed to go like across the front, like in Passport to Paris. But he only has it slung over one shoulder. And I could not help but notice because, again, those backpacks were also a very specific moment in history.
Yeah. I didn't notice, but you really shouldn't do the one arm with the backpack because of scoliosis.
Exactly. It's terrible for your back. So he's like, oh, I'm new here. My name is Dawson Leary, L-E-E-R-Y. And I was like, really, Dawson? Like, just fucking spell it out. I can't with you right now.
Oh, man. I wish that I can be like a double E Ferguson. That would be so fun. Ferguson.
But yeah, so it's his first day. He's very nervous about it. Then we're back with Jack and Jen, who are hanging out in Boston. Immediately the topic of Toby comes up because Jack is just checking some guys out.
Yeah, he has eyes. He has a wandering eye. Yeah, he has eyes.
Can we talk about, speaking of eyes, let's talk about glow up, glow down for Jack and Jen. Let's start with Jack. The fuck is going on with this mullet?
This was shocking. This was really, really shocking. Jack has always had the best hair of all the guys, in our opinion.
But he literally like took the same hair dye Joey had, used it on his head, and then let a mullet happen.
Yeah, it's way too light as well. It's a mullet. How did he get a mullet?
I hate it. And not to mention, we're not like doing like a full like fashion hour or anything, but the shirt he's wearing is like a poop brown with just the number 3 on it. Like,
yeah, what does it mean?
No one knows, but it's stupid. And I hate Jack's hair. Definitely a glow down in every sense of that word. He looks terrible. Terrible. Who let him have this hair? It's truly awful.
Yeah, why did he come up with a mullet?
It's so bad. It's so long in the back. It looks so bad. Meanwhile, I would say that Jen, very, very similar to last year's look, to last season's look. I'd say her hair's like a tad bit longer, but she still kind of has like a side swoopy bang. Same blonde as before. She doesn't look a ton different.
No, this was very, I totally agree. I didn't feel like this was much different.
Yeah. And I would say like very much, I would not a glow up or glow down. Like she's very much.
Yeah. Consistent. She's consistent.
So they're talking about like, oh, checking out guys and how he's seemingly in a long distance relationship with Toby currently. So we have answered to that question. But we find out Jen has not had sex since Henry. Girl is in a lull.
Yeah, I feel really bad for Jennifer. She really needs to get with somebody quick.
But the problem is, like, with this guy comes over and he invites them to this frat party. Didn't take very long for that to happen. Was to get our first little frat situation in college.
Yep, of course.
And Jack says, yeah, we'll be there. But when Jen is just like, why are we going to this? Like, you're with Toby. And Jen says, I'm not going to meet the love of my life at a college frat party. And I think that's the problem. Jen, girl, you're not supposed to meet the love of your life at a college frat party. You're just going to go and get fucked. Like, you're just going to go and get laid, you know, like ease the tension a little bit. I think she's thinking too much about this. I think she needs, I don't know why we're having to tell Jen of all people to lighten up and have a bit of fun. You know, we've seen her wild and crazy days.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see Jen rage. One thing that I did notice was that Jen said to Jack, pass me the phone, which implies that Jack and Jen share a cell phone.
This tracks, though. This is what, 2001?
Because they spent all their money buying freaking Dawson a cell phone. How can you share a cell phone with your best friend?
I mean, they're together all the time. I feel like it tracks. Okay, back in those days, not a ton of people had cell phones.
Okay, so then their answering machine is like, hi, this is Jack. And then and you Jen. Say, exactly. Yeah, we can't get to the phone right now, but leave a message. And then you go, or not. That's exactly what their phone messaging says.
No, you're right. You're right. But yeah, I could see Jack easily going into a frat at this point. He caught the football, right? Like, we could see him. I mean, I don't think he's going to play. He caught the football. They're impressed. They're like, oh, shit, you should come to our frat party. You caught a football. Okay,
so all you need to do to get into Greek life is catch the balls that are throwing at you.
And wear a number 3 shirt. Because you like.
So, school. So it was the Hollister number 3 shirt that really set them over the edge.
One other thing about Jack before we move on to the amazing Joey and Audrey scene is so Jack tan. Looks super tan.
Oh, yeah, did you just say it? Yes, how did I know you were going to say that?
Because he looks fucking tan as fuck.
He looks so tan. What happened this summer?
What's I think, he, you know what? We saw them laying out before, like, in the finale, and he just didn't move all summer.
Yeah, and that was on some concrete, and concrete reflects light. So he just got crisped up.
There you go.
And also, he said that he was going to be painting houses all summer.
Oh, so he's been outside.
Yeah, lots of sun. I hate his hair. Why did they do that?
It's terrible. But then we get Joey and Audrey. So Joey goes back into her dorm room. We see Audrey's side of the dorm room is a fucking mess. Joey makes her fucking bed. She has throw pillows in a dorm room, ma'am. Throw pillows, really?
Room. Yeah, Joey and Audrey's dorm room, of course, is huge.
And they have these like 17 windows.
Yeah.
Like insane amount of windows.
I didn't know how they got such a great accommodation, but they did. Gosh. Joey has so many oddities in her room. It is really, really impressive. She has butterfly wings. She has her paintings, sunflowers. Wait, she has a picture of her and Dawson kissing on her desk?
It's like they're like canoodling.
No, they are kissing, ma'am.
They're kissing? Okay.
Yeah. But Audrey has a pink flamingo with a boa.
And she has one of those pillows that has arms on it so you can like lean your back up against it.
Oh, your husband
and it's
pillow.
Pink and fuzzy. But Audrey, we know who Audrey is instantly because she's like, I have to ask my favorite roommate for a favor.
Yeah.
And Joey's like, I'm not leaving the room. I have to study. And Audrey's like, Zach is here. And she's like, he's outside. And she's like, the one with the tattoo of his frat on his ankle. She's like, no, that was Tom. And she's like, what happened to Tom? Bad kisser, H-O-B. And Joey doesn't know what H-O-B is. And it means hair on back.
I've never heard of H-O-B. Do you, either. Are you anti-H-O-B or are you pro-H-O-B?
I feel like I'm very apathetic on H-O-B unless it's like the guy is wearing a sweater. And then I am anti-H-O-B. But for the most part, I'm just like, whatever. It's hair. Who cares?
What? Hold on. You are anti-H-O-B unless the guy is wearing a sweater.
No, I'm apathetic on H-O-B unless it's like his entire body is covered in hair. Oh, like he looks like a gorilla.
You said, okay, is a sweater. I thought you said is wearing is a sweater.
No.
I was like, what's the correlation between wearing a sweater and H-O-B?
No, yeah. That's what about you?
I don't think I mind H-O-B, but Audrey hates H-O-B.
Yeah, she's not into it. And so Joey's just like, we can't go on like this. She's like, can't you just go to the library? And Joey says a term, which I'm now obsessed with. She says, I've been sexiled in the library.
Yes. Perfect. We know that term.
Yeah, sexiled.
Sexiled.
It's barely October. So yeah. The thing is, like, it's been a few months of this, and Audrey seems, you know, she's a go with gal. She's like, I would do this for you when your boy Dunstan comes.
Oh, this was my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
I loved when she called him Dunstan.
Yeah. Dunstan feels like what we're going to have to call him when he's pissing us off. Like it's Dunstan.
And I love it. I love that name. I love it when people accidentally on purpose call other people by the wrong names. Mm-hmm. I just think it's my brand of comedy, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And Audrey's like, you know what? I would do it for you. When your bowl comes, I'll do it for you. She's like, if you need me to, I'll totally get rid of Zach. She's like, I mean, you may not be aware of this yet, but I'm pretty awesome like that. Mm-hmm. And I instantly were like, Audrey is awesome.
Audrey's awesome. I fell in love with her the second that I saw her. It's not a surprise. Like, I mean, one of my predictions was that she was probably going to be Joey's roommate. And I love her. Like,
you also predicted that Joey would have a smelly roommate.
Oh, she looks a little smelly.
She looks like she's definitely dirty and grungy. I don't know that. I feel like she puts on like a lot of Victoria's Secret body spray.
Exactly. Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, I think that she is like bathing in like Britney Spears Circus. You know what I mean?
Yes. And so Joey is just like, you know what? Fine. It's all right. I have to go talk to Professor Wilder. And Audrey is like, you're going to go in that? And she's like, yes. She's like, Professor Wilder is gorgeous, though.
A hot teacher.
And of course, she goes to see him. And this line of women is just like down the hall to go see Professor Wilder.
This was wild. I am very surprised that he has at least – he's kind of like a Disney attraction. Everybody is lining up around the block looking for him.
Yeah, this is absolutely insane. And so Joey's like, all right, fuck it, I guess. Fuck me. So she goes outside and he fucking jumps out the window.
That was shocking as well. I was like, hello, sir? Shouldn't you be working? Like, you have office hours. You have to stick to them.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to have freshman girls swoon over him all the time. And I do love right away. I think that maybe this was the show trying to be like, don't worry. He's not going to get into a relationship. He has a wife and kids.
Well, I mean, that's stopped
That's never
nobody.
Stopped anyone, though. Yeah. So, but yeah. And so he's very much like the cool guy. He's the cool professor. Cause he's just like, oh, this guy's gorgeous. Like, you're going to bother me with schoolwork. All right, fine. Whatever.
Yeah. And also his shirt is so lax. You see how floppy the top of his shirt is?
Very floppy shirt. And he has like a couple buttons undone. Not as many as Dawson, but a couple.
Yeah. He doesn't look like he has an H-O-B situation. Cause I don't see, H-O-F. Or HOC.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have a ton of like chest hair coming out of the top. So no, I think he's good.
I'm very pro HOC though.
Yeah, I don't mind chest hair.
Not at all.
No, it's totally. You know what? You know what is better than chest hair though? This is gonna be weird. Who cares? I feel
HOH,
like
hair on head.
Obviously they need I'm a hair gal. I don't care if you like are going gray. Actually, more the better if you're going gray, but you gotta have the hair on the head. If you're going bald, just fucking shave it, dude. Just shave it. But no, I think hair on thighs is even better than hair on chest.
Hard agree.
Yeah.
H-O-T. But yes, it's hot.
It's H-O-T hot.
There we go. Okay. Sorry. I'll get over this abbreviation eventually.
But yeah. And so they start talking about Joey's story. And she's just like, you know what? Nothing happened after they went their separate ways. And he's like, okay, but that doesn't matter because you're writing the story, you dumb fuck. It's fiction. Like, it could go where you want it to go.
Yeah, he's like, well, actually, he speculates. He's like, by any chance, is this story a true story?
Yeah, and exactly.
He's like, said it is.
You stopped before you had to make a choice. And Joey's just like, it was just a kiss. He's like, make a choice. What was it? Was it friendly? Was it passionate? Was it, I want to lay you down on the nearest flat surface and do ungodly things to you? Or was it goodbye?
Please, professor.
But this makes sense, though, because Joey is trying to figure out what it meant to.
That's
because
true. She has to work it out in her head.
Exactly. And so he's kind of just, you know, making her think about this.
Yeah. But he's across the country.
Yeah.
So how can she figure this out with him so far away?
And we're going to jump over to Dawson. Gotta say, I don't know if you felt this, but to me, the weakest storyline this episode was the Dawson storyline. I frankly didn't care.
Well, we needed to get him out of LA into Boston, at least for a little bit. And part of that is getting fired from his internship on the very first day. I did really like in the later scene where he sticks up for himself. I thought that was like, oh, Dawson, like, you're just fighting back, doing the good for you. But
but I didn't care about like this first thing where like he meets with this woman and like she mistakes him for someone else, but he's the intern. And so he gets like pulled into this room and it's all just a mistake. I frankly didn't care about this at all.
And she was so mean to him or mad at him. And it's like, ma'am, you were the one that assumed that he was this fancy guy.
It's the chest hair and the facial hair. She was like, he looks so much older. Come on.
Yeah, but she also said, you look young. I didn't realize you're going to be so young.
Yeah. So very big misunderstanding. But that ends well, I guess, because he gets put back on the intern line after she's just like, who the fuck is this? And then we get our first glimpse of the new Graham's house. This, to me, is the most fucking unbelievable thing of all time, that Graham's could sell her house on the Cape and afford to either buy or rent this fucking fancy ass place in Boston that is massive.
Okay, is it actually fancy or is it just old looking and it seems fancy?
It's huge and that's all that matters because square footage is where it's at in Boston. It's all about that square footage.
Yeah, it does. So it has the kitchen area and then a connecting dining room and then a connecting living room.
And they're all huge.
And you have to assume that there's at least three bedrooms because I think that Jen and Jack are living here. I don't think that they're dorming. I think so too. Shacking it up. So there has to be three bedrooms unless Jen and Jack are sharing a room.
Yes. Yeah. So
we have to get the dorm experience somehow.
And so we have Jack, Jen, and Joey are all hanging out and they're just like speculating on where Pacey might be. Could he be in Bora Bora? Could he be in Kurtz? And Jen is like, oh, maybe he's in Capeside or Boston. And
that's ridiculous. No, I wasn't speculating anything at this point.
And so Joey's just like, you know what? I hope he's happy wherever he is. And so she's like, you know what, hopefully Audrey is done with her latest conquest. And Jen says it sounds like she has a promising future in porn, and Jack just goes bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Well, I mean, mullet Jack is fun at the very least. Mullet Jack is going to
join
a fraternity. He's gonna cheat on Toby. He's gonna go bow chicka wow wow. I think I'm going to be standing mullet Jack.
This is why I drafted him. He's a good draft pick.
It really is business in the front, party in the back with mullet Jack.
Mullet Jack.
When Jack is like full on, like face to the camera, he's a businessman. When Jack is off to the side, like he is in this scene, he's the party man.
Yeah, he turns mullet the Jack. Head to the side and suddenly he's in a frat, baby.
Yeah.
Frat
Jack.
So Joey's like, you know what though? It's really terrible because I don't know what the hell I'm gonna walk into when I walk into my dorm room. And Jen says, it's the same thing here. You never know who Grams is gonna bring home from bingo.
Lots of fucks at bingo.
I mean, Brands is in a new city. She could be the hot bitch on the scene, yeah. You know?
Bingo is so much fun. I love Bingo.
Grams is...
Midnight Bingo.
Yeah. Grams is going to fucking farmers markets, yeah. Selling her fucking hot mitts or the potato chip lips.
Yes.
And getting fucked in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That's what she's doing.
I fully believe it.
I love it.
I'm happy for her.
So Jen and Jack are talking about this party, and Joey's just like, do I have to go? Because she's a fucking wet blanket as always. And Jack's like, you know what? We should go. You know, this, because this is, he's mullet Jack. He says, we need to spread our wings.
Yes.
We need to like reinvent ourselves. This we is do. Why he has the mullet.
Yeah. I already did it, guys. I already reinvented myself when I got this haircut. Now I'm mullet Jack. And you two are misery. That's what he said.
Yeah.
This is his pep talk.
It's fair. Yeah. But yeah. And so Joey's like, why the fuck are you? Why are you going? And Jen's just like, a cute boy invited him. And Joey's just like, oh, okay. Bye.
Yeah.
And we're back with Dawson in Hollywood. And the director is a dick from minute one.
There was a moment in my brain where he was like going to be that cool mentor for Dawson, because he was like, oh, like you're the intern, like you're new here, welcome, like read this script. And Dawson was really excited about it. For a little bit, I thought that he was going to be cool to Dawson.
Yeah. He almost was.
Almost.
Yeah, he gets in there. He's like, oh, I'm a new intern. And Dawson's like, Heather gave me this script. She said to give it to you. But he's like, you know what? You should read this. Do me a favor and you should read it. Go over there. Use my chair. Let me know when you're done.
Yeah.
And Dawson immediately is like, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. I love this. This is great.
I thought that was going to be really good because he got this in the director's chair. Some people were really picky about their chairs.
That's fair.
Yeah, especially the director's chair.
I don't know. I felt like, I mean, obviously I've seen this, but again, I have no memories of any of this. But to me, the director gave bad vibes when he started complaining about his staff. And then when he's like, oh, Heather's stupid, but she's hot, right? Like, yeah. not good vibes.
Well, who's Heather? Heather's the one that spoke to, like, welcome yes. to men. I mean, yeah. Heather is stupid.
I mean, she's a little dumb, but it's still not nice to say.
No, it's not. I just say in front of your other employees.
Exactly. Back at Worthington, Joey enters the room with her eyes closed.
That's what you have to do to get in. And is
there a scrunchie on the door or a sock on the door?
They haven't really figured this whole system out yet. Audrey's gone alone, has been alone for a bit because she's bopping to her music.
Yeah, this is great. She has Weezer playing. She's reading a magazine and she's just like sitting on her bed bopping. And the first thing she says is, hey, have you ever had an orgasm? And Joey's just like, excuse me?
I cackled when she said this. I was just like, Audrey, why are you asking Joey Potter if she's ever had an orgasm?
Yeah,
but she's reading a magazine and I'm sure she's reading one of those things where it's like, have your best orgasm yet, or like 5 ways to scream, you know what I mean? So I think
5 ways to scream.
Yeah,
how to tell your man where your clit is, like,
well, yeah, here's a map. So she goes, yeah, like, I never thought I ever had one in high school. I thought I did, but you know, woof, like, this Zach guy really convinced me otherwise.
Yeah, it's a shame we had to break up. He tried to talk me into a threesome. I may be easy, but I'm not sleazy.
Yeah.
We'd love to see it. And yeah, so yeah. Joey says, I'm not going to talk about this with a near stranger. And I'm like, bitch, you've been living with her for 2 months.
Yeah, that's not a stranger. That's not a stranger. That is an intimate, close relationship.
And Audrey says she reserves the right to raise such topics as oral sex, feminine hygiene, and orgasms.
Yes, yeah.
I think that's fair.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I do think that it's totally appropriate to talk about that type of stuff with your roommate. I definitely talked about that type of stuff with my college roommate.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this is something that you would have asked me within like a few days of knowing me, probably.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know why women have to be so secretive about it anyway. Like one of the greatest things when I was a teen was that me and my friends were very open about talking about our experiences because that's how we learned. And I thought that that was really good. Like, we don't have to be embarrassed about talking about sex. It's totally fine.
The problem is because women are forced to like fake orgasms all the time to try to please men, basically to be like, oh, I had a great time, even though maybe it wasn't a good time.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things that they're shamed for talking about it. But Audrey is like, you know what? Free the orgasm, free the tatas. Let's chat about it.
Sure. Yeah. She's ready. So Joey's surprised to see that she broke up with Zach already.
Yeah.
As we said. And yeah,
I love that Audrey is just like, you know, I'm really worried that you're not having the great college experience that you should be.
And I was like, yes, Audrey, like you are so right. And she says something that like I think that we've said before, like Joey doesn't know how to have fun.
No, Joey is a wet ass blanket. She always has been. And you know, the reason she's a wet ass blanket a lot of time is because she had someone like Dawson who was like, hey, it's a Friday night. Let's stay in and watch a movie together. Let's watch E.T. and do nothing. You know, she didn't have Andy until much later when Andy was like, hey, let's go to a dance. Let's go have fun. Or PC, let's go out for a boat on a boat for 3 months. You know, she needs a fun lover in her life, not a fun sucker like she is.
Yeah, but I mean, she's just gonna forever be a wet blanket. And yeah. I mean, there's some people that need to be wet blankets in the world, and that is Joey Potter.
Yeah. And Joey tries to come up with this excuse of like, you know what? I'm trying to get a good education. I want a good job. But Audrey can see through that fucking shit. She sees through the BS. She's just like, you know what? It's like you're afraid to have fun. And Audrey, again, I feel like we could say this. Audrey is fucking wise. Audrey reminds me of Jen when we always said Jen was someone who like had this emotional intelligence. And I feel like Audrey is wise in the same way where she could read Joey and she just says, you know what? It feels like you're afraid that if you had fun, you'd find someone you actually liked. And if you met someone you'd liked, you'd have to let go of the past. And so she knows Joey is hung up on Dunstan.
She knows. She is wise, that Audrey.
That's what I'm saying. She is emotionally intelligent and she can read Joey like a book.
Yeah, I love this. I love a character that you go in, you meet them, you think that they're one way. And then throughout the episode or throughout the season, you learn that that's not who they are. They're, you know, emotionally intelligent. They have a good gauge on what's going on in reality. And I think that that is, you know, it's really nice because you see Audrey and you probably think, oh, she's promiscuous and she's blonde and she's, I don't know, dumb and not focused on school, but she gone to the same exact university that Joey did. And we know how hard it is to get into Worthington. So she's smart as heck. And right. Just because she presents herself a different way, I love what she said later on. I'm just trying to live. And I just think that it's really awesome to just break preconceived notions.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things that like she, like you said, she also got into Worthington, and just because she wants to like fuck around and have a fun time doesn't mean she's any less intelligent than Joey is. She's just trying to have a rounded out experience and life. Like, unlike Joey, whose sole purpose is to study. And so she says, you know what, like Audrey, you don't know maybe a ton about my life. And Audrey says, you know what? That's your fault.
Oh, yeah. I love how she's like, guess whose problem? Guess, wait, what'd she say?
Whose fault is that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Spitting facts already. Oh, man. Her husband pillow is so fluffy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. A Red Hot Chili Peppers poster.
Yeah. She was like living her best life on her side of the dorm room for sure. And then we go to the docks because we're always at the docks, no matter if we're in Cape Side or in Boston. And Jen goes and she has some drinks, and who does she bring a drink to but Mr. Pacey Witter on his boat in Boston? Were you expecting this?
No, I think it's so weird and creepy that Basie is on his boat in the area and he's probably just sailing around following Joey on her runs. And it just really creeps me out, man.
It's really strange. Like, we don't know why he's here. The only thing we know is that Dougie told Jen where he was.
Dougie has a big mouth.
Yeah, I would have liked it better, to be honest, if Pacey had reached out to Jen, because yeah. I think that they've always had this very interesting friendship where they've always been on the outside of the Joey Dawson duo. And like right. they had like this camaraderie as a result of that. And it feels like if you're going to tell someone this secret, I feel like Jen would be the one you would pick. And so I wish they had changed it so that Pacey had told Jen somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been nice. It would have been nice that Pacey felt comfortable with somebody. At this point, he just feels really ostracized. Like, who is he talking to? What is he doing on the docks? Like, who are his friends? Is he still traveling? We didn't really get to learn a lot about what Pacey's been up to.
No.
Since and now. And it seems like he's still working. I mean, he's living on the boat.
Yeah, it's really strange. Like, he says he's happy, but it doesn't seem like he has much going on. At least we don't. This is the only time we really see him. And it's really strange that we don't know more about how he just spent the last couple of months, how his life is going, what his plans are. We really get a limited amount of time with Pacey this episode, but Jen does say like, oh, well, you can come to Sunday dinner. Like Graham's always has Sunday dinner and me, Jack and Joey always go. We all leave the table open for you or a spot at the table open for you. And
thanks, but no thanks vibes.
Basically. Yeah. And he does ask about Dawson. He says, is Dawson in town? And Jen, and so Jen must have told him Dawson is coming to town this weekend.
Right.
So they seem to have a lot of contact with one another.
Relatively. Whenever Jen decides to come and bring him food.
Yes. and so, yeah, he's just like, oh, great. Okay, good. Like Dawson is like moving on, not looking back, like living his life. That's what everyone should be doing. But yeah, it seems very much like he has moved on. And yeah. He's not wanting, like, we're not getting this PC who's pining over Joey, well, wishing they hadn't broke up or anything like that.
Out of sight, out of mind, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think about his hair? It's long for him.
It is on the long side, but I think it's fine. It's a slight glow down if yeah. I had to pick.
I agree.
But it's not like a big step down.
Not hot.
No.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately not for him. No. So yeah. So then we have everybody is getting ready. So Jack and Jen have found their way to Joey's dorm and they're chatting with Audrey. Audrey's wearing this like super cute like plaid mini skirt. She's getting ready. Joey comes in. Can we please just like stop down for a hot second and talk about Joey's hair?
What happened?
She had a bad run-in with hair curlers.
That it looks like she like stuck her finger in the outlets, to be honest with you. What in the world? It is a mess. Her hair is a mess. It's flat at the top, poofy at the bottom, haphazard curls. This is the worst hairstyle.
This is not like, because we talked about when Joey had her summer moment where she got off of the ship or the boat that her and Pacey were on. And she had this like wavy hair, don't care vibe.
This is not it.
This is not it. This is like, I left my hair curlers in for too long and then I tried to brush out some of the curls and it this and then
fried.
I got stuck in the rain also.
Yeah. It looks so fried and I think it's the bleach because she had perfect hair because it was probably virgin hair untouched. Yeah. Yeah. And this looks so fried. It's very unfortunate. But I do love how while Joey was doing this horrible stuff to her hair, we get Audrey infiltrating the Creek Creeps.
Yes. Because Jen, who's always been like lovely to these types of people, to outsiders, because probably because mm-hmm. she was once a Creek Creep outsider, she is just like, so they have told Audrey everything about Joey's romantic history, which is
love
hilarious.
Love that. What
in my own headcanon it was because Audrey acted like she already knew it and then got Jen and Jack to divulge all this info. Like, I don't know. In my head, that's exactly how it went.
Yeah, she was probably like, oh God, like, what's up with that Dunstan guy? Like, he doesn't even show up.
Yes. Yeah. And so, yeah. So Audrey says, Jen is my new best friend. Jack will heretofore known as Joey's very cute guy friend. And Jen's like, no, he's a very cute gay friend. And Audrey is very disappointed in this news.
Yeah. Yeah. She wanted to put him on her kissing list. But I also think it's fun, like a fun callback, be like, yeah, I'm totally sure that I'm gay. I've kissed like two of the prettiest girls from Cape Side.
Yes.
And if they can't make me, you know, want to date girls, then there's no girl that I would want to date.
And I just love Audrey's reaction of, that is so unfair. And Jen's just like, she's a cool chick. Like, Joey is so rude. She's like, oh, are we going to go? And they're like, we're waiting for Audrey. Like, yeah. You're just going to leave your roommate who's very obviously getting ready to go to the same party you are? That's so freaking rude, Joey.
No. She does not want Audrey to tag along. And I love how they're like, she's a cool chick. And Joey's like, she is? It's like, yes, she is. Give her a chance.
Yeah. It's so rude.
Yeah. Audrey has double cross. Did you notice this? She has a cross necklace. There's probably some coke in there. And then she has... her shirt is like, there's a mesh panel in the shape of a cross, double cross.
I didn't know this at all. Yeah, nope, double cross. Didn't realize it. Yeah. So let's go to a quick ad break before we get back to Dunstan and in Hollywood. We'll be right back.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right. Dunstan's in Hollywood.
Dunstan knows best. Isn't that like a
no?
Like
it's a Dunstan Checks In is like an orangutan movie or something.
Yeah, fitting. So they're working on a space movie because did you see the astronaut?
Yes, he's just like flying with like a green screen.
Yeah. Are you pro astronaut?
Should I be anti-astronaut?
I don't know.
I mean, I suppose I'm pro space exploration.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, they used to be the rock stars.
Well, that was like the thing that every kid wanted to be when they grew up. Was like, I want to be an astronaut.
I know. And then you know what the kids are saying these days? I want to be an influencer. It's like, ew. How far have we fallen?
Yeah. But the thing is, it's all very overrated because you get crappy food. Like if you barf, it like floats. Like it just feels like there's no good reason to be an astronaut.
Wait, have you ever heard of like on TikTok, there's that weird song that they were like, oh, back in the 70s, somebody asked, like some guy asked how many tampons you needed for the space exploration for a week. And they're like, do you need like 100 tampons?
100 tampons. Yeah.
And like, these are like the smartest scientists in the world. And they're asking if women need 100 tampons for 1 week.
We really need to get better sex education in the world. Truly. Health classes, everyone,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I saw this other video where some guys, like somebody was like, how many like tampons would you use in like a cycle? And like guys are like,
the answer is different.
Like, well, yeah, exactly.
Well, on top of that, though, I've seen like the trend of like the you ask a guy where do you put a pad? Like, where does a pad go? How is it that a woman uses a pad? And the answers are just remarkable of like, oh, you stick it to your vagina or like.
Right. Yeah. Well, like if you think about it, there's not really a guy equivalent.
I mean, no, because they don't menstruate. What do you mean? Of course
there's a guy equivalent. Like, there's not, like, I don't know if there's any big mysteries that guys have in terms of their...
Well, probably because their gonads are external. So, like, we see their business. Like, we know what's going on. Like, there's a penis, there's balls. Like, whoop-de-doo.
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm getting accosted right now.
like, what's the mystery?
I don't know. Like,
the only mystery is, frankly, like, balls are just so strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Dawson's and Dunstan's in Hollywood. He tells the director, Todd, that, like, this is crap. Like, this script is terrible. And Todd's just like, oh, there's a monkey? Whatever. I'll do it anyway.
Oh, wait, that's Dunstan.
Yeah, Dunstan. He's
Dunstan's the orangutan.
Yeah. And we find out Todd's going to do this movie because Drew Barrymore's in it. And Dawson's like, yeah, the script sucks, though. And he's like, eh, I'll fix it. Writing's not that hard. What do you want to be when you grow up? And Dawson's like, a director? The guy's like, what are you doing about it? He's like, I'm in film school.
Film school's for pussies.
What the fuck? And Dawson, with like what he thinks is the brag of the century, is like, I made a documentary last year about A.I. Brooks. And Todd's like, who?
Which is like, he's done that. He's had to deal with that like multiple times.
Well, and Dawson offers to like show him it, but Todd's like, no thanks.
Well, I actually like what he was saying, because he was just like, you know, the thing is that you can show me, but I'm either going to A, have to lie to you because you're young and sensitive and I don't want to shit on you.
Yeah.
Or B, like, it's going to be really, really good. And then I'm just going to get jealous of you because you're young and hot.
But this is such trash. Like, this is the problem with like Hollywood culture, is like, it's like, oh, well, I had to earn my stripes. So
yes.
Instead of like actually helping someone, because it's this terrible cycle of just like people shitting on people because they got shit on. It's all exactly crap. And like, Dawson is like, do you remember back when Mitch was dating one of Dawson's like film teacher people?
And how she was like, Nicole was that her name?
She was like, you're not cut out for this, you're like too soft. And it's like, this is an example of that. Yeah. Like, Dawson is not cut out for Hollywood.
Well, that was kind of my guess that would happen. But also, I don't think that Dawson's too sensitive to be in Hollywood. I just think that he's gotten to the point where he doesn't want to take shit. But he's so young that he can't be... he's so young to just like not be able to take shit. I don't know.
He's definitely gotten more of a voice for himself than he used to have, which we can all appreciate. But yeah, it still feels like he is very much learning the ropes of how it is to be a film or someone who's trying to get into the film industry.
I do think that there's a little bit of like earning your dues in something. Like, I don't think that, I think that you need to start from the bottom in order
to. But it doesn't need to be like people berating you at the bottom.
No, but I mean, I've had like a lot of interns. I've never, you know, berated them or.
That's because you're a kind person as opposed to some of these other people.
I do think that you need to start like from the bottom and then work your way up. Like, I don't think that it helps anybody to handhold all the time.
Yeah. Todd walks off, and then we're at a nice little frat party. Everyone's drinking. Everyone's having a great time.
Yeah.
Audrey runs up on stage and is like singing on stage, which is super fun. And
I love how later on she goes, they have karaoke, but with real music. And it's like, ma'am, what is normal karaoke for you? What do you mean?
Yeah. Joey is like walking around this party and she smacks foreheads with this guy who knows exactly where she sits in class.
Creepy.
He's kind of creepy. He calls her C10, row C, seat 10. He says, you do this thing with your hair when you're taking notes. You kind of tuck it behind your ear. It's kind of cool. And then he's like, I'm really creeping you out, aren't I? And I'm like, yeah, you are.
Well, I mean, that's the Joey Potter special.
To creep her out?
She's always tucking her hair behind her ears.
Oh, she loves to do that. Yeah.
She loves that.
But he asks her like, hey, do you want to like go inside? We could chat. And Joey says, oh, I really should like check on my friend. And then as soon as he walks away, she has this look on her face like, oh, fuck, like maybe I should have gone inside. But this guy is fine looking to me. Like, the guy that hits on Joey is like, he's okay looking.
No,
but
he's trash.
This guy that hits on Jen, we need to talk about the fact that he looks like the fucking he looks like, what's the guy from Wizard of Oz who's made of straw? Scarecrow. No. What the fuck is his name?
Yeah.
Is he the straw man? Is he Scarecrow? Okay.
Yeah. You. What do you
My
think?
My brain fully fucking fritzed out right there. His hair looks like straw.
No, it looks terrible.
And his eyebrows are black. It's like they were drawn on with Sharpie.
Yeah, I hate it.
He's terrible. He's like, hey.
What's his name? Do we even know?
It just says Guy.
Oh, maybe his name is Guy.
It could be.
That's an actual name. Yeah.
Guy's pickup line is, would you like to see my stereo? It's up in my room.
That's a good pickup line. But I like how Jen's like, no, heck no. I don't want to, I don't want to look at your stereo.
Jen's response is, I bet you got some bitchin' blacklight posters up there too, don't you? Oh, she says, I'm going to pass. I'm not going to sleep with you. He's like, how do you know? She's like, she's like, we could get up there and you could change your mind. He's like, I don't think so. So I like this for Jen. You can't just hook up with this guy because he looks terrible. He looks like a sleaze bag.
He is a sleaze bag. Is it the Hawaiian shirt? We don't like Hawaiian shirts on this
podcast. No, it's the straw hair, Sarah. His hair literally looks like straw.
I know. It's so bad.
But also, it's not even just that. Like, if he was sweet or kind, but he's just like, hey, you want to see my stereo?
Yeah. Well, what happens if the stereo is really nice?
No, this is a pickup line. Sarah, don't even start with this. You know what this
maybe
is.
Maybe I want to see the stereo.
You don't want to see that stereo.
No, like I think I want to see the stereo. And by stereo, I just mean his dick. Yeah, maybe I want to go up there. No, not him. I don't know. If it wasn't for his hair, he would be like a fine looking guy. But I like Mr. Puka necklace.
Mr. Puka necklace. He comes up to Jack and he asks, he's like the frat guy. He's like, oh, have you ever thought about joining a fraternity? And he's like, no, I don't know. And he's like, oh, you got something against family? And he's wearing a Puka necklace and also his shirt says rush.
Oh yeah, because you have to rush a fraternity. Yeah. You know who this guy kind of looks like?
Who?
He kind of looks like the guy from Greek. Do you remember the guy from Greek that wound up being Rusty's little brother?
No.
Oh, did you get that far in that show?
I honestly don't remember. All
right, forget you.
But the guy does have the very common like early aughts flip in the front with the hair gel.
Yeah, like the duck beak.
Yes. But he does say like, you know what? You have a family for life. 4 years of your life. You make a commitment and I'll take care of you. You're my boy.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, I don't think that fraternities are for me. And he was like, do you have an issue with family? And Jack's like, not particularly.
Yeah. But then he gets like some random guy comes up and just takes a Polaroid photo of Jack.
Yeah. It made sense to me. Do you understand what that is?
I mean, it's probably for like some kind of bulletin board about like people getting rushed.
Yeah, exactly. They have to take the photo because now he's a person of interest. They want to rush him.
Are they going to do the secret society thing where they pick him up in the middle of the night?
Probably, but it's not a secret. I don't know. Like secret societies, it's kind of close to fraternity, but it's something different.
Okay. I just want to let you know that in the background, there is a guy who has bleached tips. And is wearing a what are those hats that are called that are missing the top part of the hat?
Visor.
Gosh. Listen, it has been a long ass day. I've already recorded one podcast and my brain cells are dwindling as we speak.
Well, it's because we're at this fraternity party and you don't need to be smart to be at this fraternity party.
Fair.
You just need to have boobs. And we have boobs here. If there's one thing this podcast has, it's boobs.
It's a lot of boobs.
That's the only thing that we have. No brains, all boobs.
Should that be our slogan? No brains, all boobs. It's fucking terrible. So back in Hollywood, Dawson trips and spills coffee everywhere.
What a loser. How dare you? Everybody in my whole set's incompetent, even the intern.
Yeah, this guy sucks. And he's doing it through one of those megaphones.
Maybe Dawson just needs to carry two cups at a time.
It's so dumb. And he's so rude. And Dawson sticks up for himself and he says, screw you. And Todd says, excuse me, is there something you want to share with the group? And Dawson says, no, forget it. And Todd says, that's what I thought. Keep your comments to yourself.
Yeah.
And then
we monologue it.
What?
we monologue it. Dawson comes up with this whole ass monologue.
Yeah, he says, screw you. You should be ashamed of yourself. Not because you treat people badly, because a lot of people do that. But you should be ashamed of yourself because you have an amazing privilege and you don't even take it seriously.
Yeah.
You get to make movies. You do this for a living. You don't even appreciate it. This movie's going to suck.
It's going to suck. You have one astronaut and a green screen. And your craft table is seriously terrible. Do you want to talk about this craft table?
Yeah, let's talk about the craft table.
Okay, so what I see here, I think I see a Lunchable. Maybe not, but I see...
A Lunchable?
Yeah, I see Cheetos. I see apples. I see potato chips.
Definitely green, Cheetos, yeah.
Green and red grapes.
Tons of goldfish. They have the big ass, like, milk carton looking thing.
Oh, they went to Costco if I ever seen it.
They got a lot of freaking goldfish. Yeah.
I mean, they're high on fruit in this craft table, but I don't see any actual food.
I see grapes. I see Pringles. I see Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, there's a box of Pop-Tarts.
The raspberry jelly one? Or like
it looks like chocolate, but I can't really tell based on this screenshot. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
I just see a brown label, so I assume it's chocolate.
Right. Yeah. So Dawson really gets tries to defend himself. Everybody starts clapping for him. They agree with him.
Yeah, and then Todd turns around and they all just stop.
And they all stop. They're afraid of him. Now, I don't disagree with Todd firing Dawson, and I'll tell you why. Like, he does say, you know, you have guts. So he kind of, like, respects it. But if he doesn't fire Dawson in this moment, then he's going to lose his credibility as a leader. You know what I mean? Then everyone's going to start walking all over him.
He has to fire him. The only move is to fire Dawson here.
Yeah, he has to fire him. So I understand. It stinks. But he does say, like, you have guts. So there's some layer of respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like you said, like he has to fire him. But he's like, you know what, though? It's not often people stand up to me. So you know what? Kudos to you. But now
get Dawson off my fired. Set. Get off my podcast, Jessica.
And then we get like a really wonderful scene where Joey is just chilling, like she's being a wallflower at this party, and Audrey walks up and joins her, and she's just like, gotta come sing with the band. It's like karaoke, except with real music.
What kind of karaoke was Audrey singing prior to this?
I love Audrey.
What is she talking about with real music?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not real music.
I think she means like it's a band. It's not like a stereo.
Oh.
But it's still like a silly sentence.
I told you I'm just all boobs and no brains. Definitely. It meant like real background music.
And if I'm the brains, we're in trouble.
Oh gosh. That makes a lot of sense now, actually. Yeah. Okay. I was just like, what do you mean? Like they're playing, you know, royalty free music normally with her karaoke. I thought that's what she meant.
But Joey finally confides in Audrey. And to me, it very much is like, it took her turning down that guy to realize like Audrey is right.
Is right. Yeah. She can't have any fun in college because she's waiting for somebody who's across the country.
Yeah. She says, I'm working my ass off, falling in love with this city, but there's still a part of me that's 15 years old. I'm stuck back in Capeside in love with this boy from down the creek who only sees me as a friend. And Audrey, we get a little bit of Audrey's past where we find out she had a high school boyfriend. She had a very difficult time saying goodbye to him. She said, I know no matter how much we loved each other, it just wasn't going to work. We'd end up hurting each other. So I cut the cord and said goodbye. And I thought this was like, I don't know, this conversation felt very real and true, even though we've just met Audrey, that like she says, it's really hard knowing he's out there somewhere falling in and out of love with girls that aren't me.
Oh, yeah. See, that really got me.
And it feels very real, right?
Yeah, that's a very vulnerable thing to say. And that's the type of thing that I think that especially at that age, I would be afraid of if I had not been with my college boyfriend. Like, yeah. I would be very concerned about what he was doing at that moment with other people and who he was meeting and how he was meeting people without me. And like, she didn't have to validate or explain why she's, you know, kissing these other guys or doing whatever she's doing with these guys. But what she does say is that like, I am just free and that feels great.
To live life.
and I'm just being me.
Yeah, and
that's it.
I think this is exactly what we needed, because we loved Audrey anyway from like the moment we met her, but to like really dimensionalize her as a character in this very first episode, for us to get this the first episode we meet her, is really big. And I really loved how they did it, where like it takes someone that Joey doesn't really know to kind of pull her out of her shell a little bit and realize, Joey, you're not the only one who wants to study and work hard, but that's not the only thing you have to do or you can do.
Yeah.
And I love Audrey saying like, this is a really good conversation. I hope there's more to come. I think Audrey is very sweet and like she's trying really hard to get along with Joey. And you can imagine this has been going on for like 2 months and Joey has been giving her almost nothing. And so I really want to praise Audrey for like keeping up trying, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that that's just she kind of has my mentality of kill him with kindness. Like
you are just like this. Yeah.
Whenever I see somebody that's like not giving me the time of day, while some people will be like, well, fuck you. Like, I don't need you in my life. I am very persistent on
you take getting it as a challenge.
Person. Yeah. Like, I want to get that person to like me. And I do that by killing them with kindness.
Yeah. You're determined to be like, you know what? No, this is my personal mission. And I feel
like me. Yeah.
And Audrey feels very similar, where she's just like, I think she recognizes something in Joey, where like if Audrey took a different path, she could be Joey too. But she's just had this like epiphany or like awakening earlier than Joey, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
this conversation gets Joey to right then and there use her 10-pound cell phone and call Dawson.
Yeah, she hogs up a bathroom to do this. And I'm like, bitch, just walk away from the party. Like, people have to pee.
That is so rude. You can't just hog up a bathroom.
Yeah. So she leaves him a voicemail. She says she's at this party with everyone. She's having a great time, but it's not completely great. And that's because of you. You're not here. And I know that I said it's okay you didn't come, but it's not okay because I miss you. There was this guy that was hitting on me. He was really nice, but I blew him off. I don't know why. I'm pretty sure it's because of you. And so she says, like, these past couple of months, I thought you were just going to show up at my door one day, but you're not. You're out there following your dreams. That's what I want for you. And she says, I think I have to let you go. It's really hard for me to do because there's a part of me that will be in love with you for the rest of my life. But the daydreaming thing is not healthy for either of us. So I'm cutting the cord, which is what I should have done 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And she hangs up and we see the little like, what's it called? Answering machine, because obviously she's calling on an answering machine. She's not calling a cell phone. And we see the little light blinking. Which is kind of funny to think that like Dawson's not going to hear any of this message before he shows up.
Yeah, he's going to have a delightful little weekend with Joey. Mm-hmm. He's going to come back and he's going to be like, what is this?
Yeah, what the fuck? What did you think about this message that Joey left?
I think that this is better to just have a full-on conversation with Dawson. I think that she could have saved it till... obviously she doesn't know if she's going to be face to face with him, but at least on the phone with him, because I think that it deserves to be a two-way street. But I'm proud of her for at this moment being like, I think that what I need now is space and not to be holding on to something that is not guaranteed in life. And, you know, a long distance, you're doing you. I think that I should do me. I empathize with her that like she's daydreaming that he's just going to show up and be her savior and like be the knight in shining armor, because I've had that same fantasy. Like sometimes like it's such a movie trope, but sometimes you just want somebody to just show up without you asking them to. So I could sympathize with her that's what she wants, but it kind of all goes out the window when he actually comes.
Yeah, I think I'm with you in that. This is how it feels to me. It feels like it's much easier to leave this as a voicemail than it is to actually have the conversation. If Dawson picks up the phone, is she actually saying these things, right? Does she only say these things because she's leaving a voicemail?
That's true.
It's hard to say. Like, a lot of it feels like this is why people break up over text or like an email or something awful like that, because it's way too hard to do it either in person or when you're like looking at the person or when you're on the phone. It's so much more difficult. And so part of me is like, it is such a cop out for her to do it. But I feel like also if this is the way she has to do it to be able to get this off of her chest, then like, you know, more power to her.
Yeah.
But part of it very much feels like a cop out.
Yeah, she can't really talk to Dawson very easily. So that's an excellent point. Like, yeah. I don't know if she would have been able to articulate how she feels.
And at this point, he's on the plane, like, coming to see her.
At this point, he's probably off the plane.
Yeah, so we have Jen, who's sitting by herself. And we get the amazing, wonderful Chad Michael Murray coming up to her. I have to tell you, Sarah, I'm not lying when I say this. Completely forgot he was in this show.
At all. You know, it's kind of funny because I saw him and I was like, Chad Michael Murray's in this. But the opening credits had him as like a name. Like,
yeah, his name was there.
It wasn't a surprise. I just didn't see it my first run through when I was watching it.
No, same. I didn't either. And so Jen immediately, he doesn't even get to her. And she's just like, no. And he's like, what? She's like, not interested. She said, what? Whatever you're selling. He's like, I didn't even say anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, if you think about it, Jen's been hit on all damn night. She's sick of it. She's sick of this party. She's sick in this situation. She's probably sick of seeing all these people make out around her.
Yeah.
And she sees this guy and she's like, who the heck are you? And what do you want?
Who do you think you are?
Yeah, she wants to have a connection, Jen. Like, she wants to be in love. Like, she doesn't want to have, like, some night hookup. Because she's done that. And she did that, like, 4 years ago, if you think about it. She thinks it's, like, kid behavior. But I love this conversation between them because he's like, you know, you prejudged me. But, like, I just came up to you because I just had a thought that, like, maybe you were this really cool girl that's, like, out on her own because she doesn't normally go to these sort of things, and that, you know, you just, you know, I don't know, like, are just a cool girl.
Yeah, this is okay. So I got to be honest and say this all feels so very unbelievable. This guy. He's in a band, right?
Okay, yeah.
He's in a band, and he's honestly going to go up to a girl and be like, I was just hoping that we would talk and that you'd be different, and you would – it all feels very – okay, let me explain it this way. This feels like a 15-year-old girl or 15-year-old person is at home daydreaming what it's going to be like to meet her next boyfriend, and this is the situation where you're a wallflower, you're sitting by yourself, and this guy comes up and he goes, hey – my name's Charlie. What's yours? You seem different. You don't seem like the other girls who want to party. I just want to talk. And this all just feels very too good to be true.
Swoon worthy. Yeah.
Very, and especially when he looks like, okay, for those who don't know, when I was a teenage girl, I obsessed with Chad Michael Murray. Obsessed. My entire
from
closet
what,
wall.
From what, though? Basketball Twins?
Yes, from Basketball Twins, Sarah, from One Tree Hill.
Is that how you knew him? Seriously?
Yeah. No, I knew him from that. I mean, I also knew him from Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah. The Freaky Friday.
And he was in the Hillary Duff, like, Cinderella movie.
Yeah, Cinderella Story.
Yeah. So I knew him from a couple of things, but I always just thought he was so dreamy. And so, obviously this is the type of thing that girls, like, again, people, I shouldn't say girls, people dream of, like, this is what a meet cute looks like for them. And so it very much feels too good to be true. And, like, a little bit, like, too cute by half, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do love the fact that he's serving Jen right back what she's giving him, you know. He's like, fuck it, never mind, goodbye.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Like, this could actually be a good match for Jen because he seemed to have, like, put out the same energy that she does. And I like the fact that he kind of just walks away. Like, he doesn't give her his number, he doesn't try to pursue it. He just is like, all right, like, I'm Charlie. I'll see you later, Jen. And he walks off. He bumps into Jack, which is a little rude.
She does look smitten.
Smitten.
Like, smitten kitten.
Yeah. So in love.
Yeah. It's very cute. And Jack is just like, what are you so smiley about? And Jen's just like, shut up. And we're like, yeah, she likes him.
She likes him. She's excited. Which I'm very excited
about. Like, Jen,
it's been too long. Yeah. She had zero love interest last season. I'm ready for some loving for Jen.
And not to be honest, like, they're so cute. Like, the two of them together. No, oh my God. Gorge.
Yeah. Jen only goes after blonde guys. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. She's super into blondes.
Yeah. So Dawson's doing, like, the walk of shame out of the studio.
He got fired. The job doesn't pay anyway. He's like, I'm originally from Massachusetts. And we find out the guard is from Boston. He's like, oh, all my friends are in Boston. And the guard's like, how come you're not with them? And it's like, okay, you're in college.
The guard is a dream killer. He's like, yeah, you know what? Fuck the film industry. Just go home with your friends. You don't belong here.
Yes. It's so weird. Like, obviously he's in Hollywood because he has college here.
Yeah, like, give up on your dreams. I'll get you a cab. Why don't you go home?
This is so stupid. This is so dumb. I mean, I know
this guard doesn't even work here. I bet he's just like, I hate how all these people move to California. No. I'm trying to get all these losers to leave.
You know what? He's secretly an actor and he just dressed up like a security guard and he's really like meta. He's or not. What is it? No. What is it called when someone who's like they want to like live the part so that they can be.
I know exactly what you're thinking of. I
can't think of the word for it, but everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then we're at Graham's house and Jack Joey.
Method acting.
Method acting. Thank you. So the trio arrives and they're like, oh, shh, we all have to be really quiet.
They want cookies.
They want cookies. And everyone wants to know all about Charlie. Also, can I just say, they're not eating Frosted Flakes. They're eating Flutie Flakes.
Flutie. I love a Flutie Flake. Oh, they have Milano cookies. Grams, that's a great cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grams has the good cookies. I'm not surprised.
But Jen says, if there are cookies in these cupboards, I will devote my life to God and his teaching. And
yeah, Grams, that's music to my ears.
Yeah, that's so great. Jennifer, Grams is back. We love Grams. We love to see her. And she's just like, oh, I could sleep when I'm dead. I love that Grams is like so down to clown at like midnight or whatever time it is.
Well, Grams realizes that this is the dorm room. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she's going to be getting on people for waking them up. Like, it's like, get out of here. She has to have fun. And I love how Joey and Jack totally tattle.
They do. Jen met a boy.
And she says, praise the Lord and pass the sugar.
I love that line.
It was praise the Lord and pass the sugar. So good.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's about time.
And then we get like, I really love, like, one thing I will say, even though we're not in Cape Side and we don't have the creek and all of that to look at, gorgeous, gorgeous, like, landscaping, gorgeous scenery. When we get this shot of Joey just like walking the campus.
Yeah, Washington is a gorgeous university. I don't know what university they used, but it's amazing.
It's so beautiful. And so she's going back to her dorm room and she sees the guy who she bumped foreheads with leaving her room.
Wait, bumped foreheads with?
This is the guy that called her C10.
Okay, so hold on. Let me understand this. This guy sees Joey in class, thinks that she's a pretty girl, like a hottie.
Yeah.
Tries to get with her.
Yep.
And then she rejects him naturally. So then he winds up sleeping or spending the night with Audrey?
Yes.
Come on.
That's a series of events.
Come on. I thought what he did, I could not fathom at first. I thought that he was leaving like his number on her whiteboard.
Girl, he wasn't even, his shirt was untucked.
I didn't realize that until my third watch. I got face blindness. I was like, I think that this is the same dude, but I can't believe Audrey slept with him or something. I won't say, okay, and this is something else that we have to talk about really quick. Well, let's finish the episode in the mall.
Okay.
Big phone on the belt.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. So Joey goes to like pass out. Audrey's still asleep. And of course, just as she lays down, knock at the door and Joey's just like, Audrey, but Audrey is like not getting up. So she opens the door and it's Dawson.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And he says hi and they just hug and fade to black.
Yeah. I love that. I really like the ending. I thought that it was kind of the perfect premiere. I have very zero complaints.
Yeah, I think if I had nits to pick, which I don't have a ton.
Yeah.
Sucks we didn't get more Pacey. We really, really barely saw him. And obviously I'm still adapting to this new set.
Yeah, type of, like, I think that I'm not as like glued to the creek as you. Like, I think that I was over the creek and ready.
Well,
to
you're
move
a college
on.
Bitch too. Like, you love college stuff.
Yeah,
so
I'm really, really excited to be in this new setting. I don't really miss the creek quite yet. I'm sure we're going to see it, but
yeah. But go ahead. What did you want to talk about now that we're done covering the actual show?
I just like want to just like clarify for draft reasons. Like, I think you need to see two people post sex in bed to consider them like to have sex.
That's fair, because they could have done anything. Like, we don't know what they did. They could have just like third base in it. You know? Good.
I thought this was going to be a fight. Now I feel like stupid for bringing this up.
No. I'm like totally fair. Like, that's a fair request. I think the only thing I was going to have a problem with, if you were like, we need to see them actually having sex, and I'm like, this was on network television.
No, I need somebody. You know what I need? Like,
you need confirmation that there was sex.
That was good. And then I'm good.
No, you, and if Audrey had said like, oh, I had sex with that guy, well, then that counts. But like, we don't know.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to
for draft reasons. Yeah, we're good.
For draft reasons. Perfect premiere for me. We don't do ratings, but if I did, I would give it a 10 out of 10.
I really loved it.
Five stars out of five stars.
I think they did a really good job establishing what we're in for, you know, establishing the setting, establishing Audrey as a new character, get a little glimpse at Charlie, which is all we really need, a little amuse-bouche of Charlie.
Just a little taste.
A little tasty taste. No, I really loved it. I got to be honest, I was a little nervous because season two for me is like iconic, right? Season two is iconic Dawson's Creek. Season three is also really, really excellent. And then we get season four, which like a little bit more of a slump, right? Until we get to like more the end. And I was a little nervous to have them go to college. And I'm like, oh my God, are we going to hate this? But I really do feel like Audrey like breathed, like Andy breathed life into season two. I feel like Audrey is doing a very similar situation here.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, I do think that there's going to be a lot of sloppiness, but my whole thing is I rather watch like bad TV than like TV that I'm indifferent to. So
That's fair too.
Bad TV is better than meh TV.
That's a good point. All right. Are we ready to listen to some voicemails?
Of course.
So we got a voicemail from Temi. Let's hear what he has to say.
Oh, wait. Did you see Temi went to Worthington?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant like he went to college at Worthington. You mean he visited the set of,
yes, I mean, like you say tomato, I say tomato.
I thought you meant like he went to college at Worthington. Like,
He got accepted. He was there.
There you go. Speaking of, let's hear what he has to say.
Hi, ladies. Duke University is where some of the college exteriors for the season are filmed. My sister, who is a professor there, she helped me find the area of the quad where some of the theme sequences for the season were shot. I posted a picture on Twitter. You were right about Joey being a runner all of these episodes. They finally just broke down. It's like, let's not have her run away from Dawson or run towards Pacey. Let's just have her running for her own exercise. And Chad Michael Murray, he was definitely around the WB, CW, Gilmore Girls, and Obvi. Fun fact, James Vanderbeek had a small arc on One Tree Hill. This is a very super subtle fact that I'm going to share. Every so often, someone has said on Dawson's Creek, I'll alert the media. Mr. Brooks may have been the last one to say it, and then one more person this season will say it. And then, Sarah, you like Audrey because she's a fictionalized version of you. Discuss. Thanks.
Favorite things is that, like, when I was watching Audrey before I spoke to you or spoke to Temi or Tom or whomever, I really did feel like she was, like, a bit of me. Like, I, like, saw her in me, and I thought that she was so funny, and I loved her. And then, like, just hearing the confirmation that, like, you thought that, like, Temi thinks that, like, people, like, actually have
people know it. Yeah.
You are, like, cut from the same cloth. It just, like, I love it because I love this character. I just think that she's hilarious. I love that, like, she's not mean, but she's like,
no, she's trying to like pull people out of their shells in like a very honest way, in a genuine way. Yeah. She's like not a mean girl at all.
She's a sass, but she's not in a malicious way.
No, not at all. And I love her because she's very, also very different than any of the other characters we already have.
Yeah.
And so because of that, because some of these other characters can be very serious, I think it's fun to have her come in and like kind of lighten the mood a bit. Yeah. And also, thank you so much, Temi, for telling us that it was Duke. That they filmed it. That's like, I love the little, like little fun facts that we get from Temi sometimes. Cause I was like, Temi's, we were literally just talking about this and he just comes in and he's like, boom, gotcha, Duke.
Yeah.
So that's also really cool that he got to visit some of those places.
Well, he said his sister was a professor there. That's incredibly impressive.
I mean, smart family.
Yeah. Hot professor.
We also, of course, have a voicemail from DBK. Let's listen to him.
What up, though, ladies? Sorry for the background music if it's coming in. I'm on vacation, but I needed to get my voicemailing because I didn't make it for the season 4 recap. Exciting times in Dawson's Creek. We get 2 new cast members this season, Audrey and Charlie. I'm pretty excited for Audrey to be part of the crew because she's like officially the last member of the Dawson's Creek crew, I feel like. So pretty excited to see where things go with her. Typical Joey being terrible to another female, as usual. I like that Jen and Jack are like, no, she's cool, Joey. Like, oh, Joey making a female friend. Are we finally going to have this happen? That Joey's gonna have a female friend this season? And I know you guys would be like, what about Jen and Andy? I'm like, were they really ever Joey's friends? Really? I don't know.
Barely.
Anyways, they're in Boston now. Dawson got fired from the set and then showed up at the end. So we'll see where that goes now. It's like Joey's back all in love with Dawson. So let's see how this plays out this season. Anyways, till next week, ladies. Peace.
Honestly, at first I was like, DBK, are you at a frat party?
Wait, I love the thought that DBK is on vacation, like he's in Bermuda and he's like on the beach, like there's a tiki bar in the background. He's like, wait, I have to get my Dawson's Creek voicemail in.
Yes. Here's the thing. I don't think he's wrong about the Joey thing. And not I think here's what it is. Joey is a boyfriend bitch. She is a person who is like all about her boyfriend, all about who her crush is.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have friends. And it's because that's, you know what I mean? She's a boyfriend girl. Like she is the one who like ignores everybody else when she has a boyfriend. And when she's not attached to somebody, she casually chats with some people, but she never opens up to them.
Yeah. We hate to see it. We don't really love, I don't really love those types of girls.
I don't really like those types of people in general. Yeah. Who like forget everybody when they're in a relationship. Cause it's just like, I can understand when you're like a teenager doing that, but like when you're in college, you're to the point where you're like, you should have some close friends.
You
by
should
now,
know better.
Joey.
But yeah, I hope that Joey's nice to Audrey. I would be pretty upset.
I mean, they had a nice little connection there.
They did. So. They did. But the thing is, Joey's so hot and cold. Like she's nice to Jen. She's mean to Jen.
And now Dunstan is there. So.
Oh yeah. Dunstan. Dunstan, you came all the way back. I mean, we didn't see Dunstan in college.
That's no, we just saw, we only saw him at the internship.
Yeah, so poor Dawson, like he does not deserve to be called Dunstan right now. Maybe in a few episodes, just not now.
Okay, all right, we don't have to. Do you want to know what next week's episode title is?
Yeah, I don't know anything.
The Lost Weekend.
Oh, what does it mean?
Does that sound to you?
They're going to be having sex all weekend. It's going to be Lost.
Girl, I literally, those words, you pulled them out of my mouth and you said them. Because that's exactly what I'm saying.
It's a time warp. It's a sex time warp.
This is when you like have sex all weekend. You're like, what the fuck day is it?
Yeah. Gosh, haven't had that in a while.
You're not in college.
Yeah, definitely in college. That's when it was.
But yeah, we'll have to see what happens next week.
Yep. I'm very excited. I am really loving this premiere, as I said a million times. Like, I'm kind of like indifferent towards Chad Michael Murray at this point, but I feel like he has a lot of potential. What I am excited about, of course, is Audrey. Loved her since the moment I saw her. Do I think that it can get on the same levels as my love for Abby Morgan? I actually do think so. I think she has potential.
A different type of love.
I would equate, I feel like how it's going to work out is Audrey is going to be our Andy, where we absolutely love her.
Sure.
And I think that Chad Michael Murray, aka Charlie, might be more of like a lesser Abby Morgan, where we really love her, but like, or love him, but like, he's not as central. As essential to the plot.
I don't think that I'm going to like Chad Michael Murray that much. I think you're really high on Chad Michael Murray.
It really is my teen crush coming through.
Yeah, I'm so indifferent towards him that like I'm not even thinking about
him. You need to watch the Basketball Twins and then you'll understand it.
I don't want to watch the Basketball Twins. And what happens if I like the other twin better than this twin?
You won't.
Why? Nathaniel might be my favorite.
Let me give you the like broad brush situation.
Oh no, please murder me.
So okay, so Chad Michael Murray's character, he lives with a single mom, he's never had money, but he loves basketball, he's really good at it. Nathan, who's the other one, comes from a richy rich family, pretentious pieces of shit, but he's also really good at basketball. Okay, who do you think you're gonna like more?
Not the rich one, I guess.
There you go.
I guess that's what you want me to say. Exactly. I don't even know Chad Michael Murray's name in that. Is his name like Liam?
Lucas.
So close.
You were very close. Lucas and Nathan.
Liam and Nathaniel.
Should we do that? See, now I need to know. Everyone needs to let us know. Should we do like we did with the, what was it called? The Americans or something like that? Should we just do the pilot of One Tree Hill as a bonus podcast at some point?
Or do we do the James Vanderbeek arc?
What do you mean the James Vanderbeek arc? Oh, when he's in there?
Who was it? DBK Temi said James Vanderbeek had a basketball twins arc.
Let me see. One Tree Hill. I'm looking up right now what episodes he is in because I truly don't remember. So
yeah, I'll jump right in. I don't freaking care.
Oh my God. No, he like, it's a very, very late episode that he is in.
So apparently. Do I don't care being spoiled on Basketball Twins. Are you fucking kidding me?
Maybe I should. Oh, wait. Okay.
No. What happens? One of them wins the basketball championship. Big fucking deal. Like
he's in season 6 of the show.
Oh man, somebody made the basket.
It's not gonna make any sense if you just watch a random season 6 episode.
I don't care.
Well, maybe we should get people's opinions. Would people rather us watch the episode James Vanderbeek is in or watch the pilot and go from there? Just throw it out there.
They find out they're not really twins.
They're never shocker. Twins. Anyway, that's our premiere for season 5.
Yeah. Jess, are you excited about what's happening on October 21st?
I feel like this is a trick question.
Midnights by Taylor Swift is coming out on October 21st.
I knew it was a fucking trick question. This is a month away.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We have 1 month.
I'm so thrilled.
Swift announced her track 13 name yesterday at midnight. Because she's releasing track names at midnight. So you have to stay up to midnight every single day. What?
Okay.
It's called Mastermind.
Okay. It's a fun name.
Yeah. So.
And why are we talking about this right now?
I don't know.
Sarah, where can people find you?
Sarah Ferguson.
There you go. Wonderful. Yeah. You can find me at The Jess Sterling. I'm doing the same stuff I talked about last
week. Yeah, we're doing tons of shit. You'll just have to look at the feed.
Follow us on the social media.
We're not Taylor Swift. We don't release the new thing every single day, but maybe we could be in the future.
That's a lot. Anyway, you know where to find us. Check us out. We're doing lots of crap. We're going to be back next week with season 5, episode 2, The Lost Weekend, where maybe Joey and Dawson will just be fucking like bunny rabbits all weekend. Who knows? We'll find out next week. Have a good one, everybody. Just goodbye.
Shit 90 shows taught me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.